It's at the very top, isn't it?
Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, start your engines. It's time for I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Oh my God, your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
Greetings, cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk, I am at war.
Y'all are great, I love listening to y'all. You know why? Because I feel like I'm just sitting around listening to two really cool guys talk.
I'm funny how? I mean funny, like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupid.
Hello, cachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the snow-covered palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles away, a man who is premium no matter what the cost, the irrepressible, J-Man.
Hola. There were no applause.
Oh, God, I forgot. Well, I'm so confused now.
Oh, man.
Here.
First premium show. That's so hard.
There you go.
Is that so hard? I don't think so. Yeah. And it's like you're just sitting over there like this.
What?
What I like
God
about
wrought?
It is. You 3 seconds. Then it finally plays. It shows that it's done, but it's still playing for another 3 or 4 seconds after.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great.
That's
what premium is all about right there, I guess.
Yeah, and you're kind of cutting in and out there, at least on my end. Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Is it better now?
You moved away from the computer, didn't you, Jay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Everything's
this
okay.
This is a premium show already.
Okay. Everything is okay now. Everything is... Stay calm. Don't get upset.
Yeah. There you go. Nice pin click.
No, that was the popping the top on the can.
Oh, the Pepsi that you didn't give up for Lent.
Delicious.
Is it?
Delicious, sinful Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. I bet it doesn't taste like the blood of Christ.
I bet it does.
Mm-hmm.
Just guessing. I really wouldn't know, but...
Mary Magdalene would.
Yeah, well, it's in this
yeah. Well, shout out
hot.
To Mary Magdalene. Hot.
Now, I got a few people in the chat room.
Yes, we do. Got a couple guests, and we have the uber lovely Canadian Jamie.
How you doing?
Yes. And, of course, the star of Medicos. Dr. Mike Sevilla.
Here for all of your medical needs, in case there is an emergency in the chat room. Our staff physician, the bad boy of social media.
Unless you're in a nursing home, and then don't ask him to do CPR, because evidently they're not allowed to do that at a nursing home.
Apparently a nursing home is die home.
Yeah.
The death house. But you
I
can
gotta make
catch.
Quota this month.
We haven't anybody die yet. Come on.
We need the bed, damn it.
But you can always catch Doc Mike at blocktalkradio.com/fanmedrocks. And you should.
Yes, you should, because he is the bad boy of social media.
And he is.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully soon there'll be another night shift show with his lovely co-host, the beautiful, the talented Miss Warrior Cat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. All right.
I was looking for a sound file to play just then, but there's so many, you know.
Yeah, apparently when we went premium, all of a sudden we have all these sound files that BTR has been stockpiling behind our back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll play with those today.
We'll have it all worked out by, well, we'll get into that. Anyway, how are you doing today, J-Man?
Well, you know what? The sun is shining.
Mm-hmm.
It's 32 degrees, heading for mid to upper 40s.
Ah, very nice.
So, you know, things are all right here.
That's good.
Just got another Farmville request on Facebook.
Did you? That's unusual. That's good. So. Things are pretty white here. I mean, whiter than usual.
No. Oh,
yeah. Big snow last night, J-Man.
Had to happen somewhere.
The entire event maybe lasted 6 to 8 hours, but it dropped 6 to 8 inches. Came down like rain, just like that.
Yeah.
But it's around 30 degrees, so it's just kind of messy, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Slushy.
Yeah.
Cold, wet.
Yeah, damp. Damp.
Yeah.
Moist.
Yeah. It's snowing in Washington this morning. The Snowquester has arrived.
I'm sure Marion Barry's happy about that.
And you know
hey,
it.
Hey, look at all the snow.
Coming from heaven.
Yeah, he's outside snorting it up.
All right. So let's see. Shout out to our friend Miss Debbie Daly.
Yeah.
We were her special guest of honor.
Spontaneously.
On her show Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
It was wacky.
It was edgy.
Yeah. Crazy times. So check out that Debbie Daly at blogtalkradio.com/DEBIDALY and the number one, because she is number one.
Yeah.
Number one on your scorecard, number one in your heart.
Uh-huh. I wish I knew which minute it started. I'd let you people know so you could go listen to my coughing fit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had a dramatic moment. Debbie thought you were going to die on air, and it was going to be like, you know, huge ratings. Huge.
Yep.
That didn't happen. You survived it.
Yeah, I did.
All right
then. So today, you know, we really don't have much, folks. We're just talking about something big that happened. IWS Radio has become a premium show here on the golden airwaves of Blog Talk Radio.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there will be no cutting this off at the 30-minute mark today.
Allegedly. We'll find out.
Yeah. Well, supposedly that's the, you know, it says 51 minutes on the countdown still.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see how it works.
Yeah.
And here's a.
And what?
Oh.
What?
I believe we can call out, Matt.
Really?
Man. That little phone symbol right next to the guest call in. You
yeah.
click on that, and a box comes up. It says enter phone number, dial.
Really? Huh. Oh, this is amazing. That's a
ooh.
That's an instrument of evil right there.
There we go.
Uh-huh. We'll be using that a lot, I'm sure, in the coming months.
Bet we will.
Uh-huh.
Hello, White House. Yes, could we speak to President Obama, please?
Or better yet, we'll just we'll schedule a show for 3 a.m. and call Dr. Mike.
Doc, my prostate is on fire. What can I do?
What do you recommend for irritable bowel syndrome? I need to know now.
It burns when I pee.
Well, that's not funny, Jay. That hits a little too close to home. True, it was the summer of 89, but I don't want to relive
it. Well, living in the past. But
yeah.
All right.
So now that we're premium, we can do a 2-hour show a day, which we will every day.
Sure, why not?
Kidding.
We should. We should just get on here and just be like, what's happening? Not much.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, we just, you know, check out the news and politics feed on my Twitter. See what's going on.
All right. Yeah, that's good.
Nothing.
No.
Oh, Mitt Romney got loose this week. He's trying to make a little comeback. It's not working out well, but he tried.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really loose because he talked about how he loves taking his grandkids and letting them play in open spaces. To which Jon Stewart on Comedy Central had a good one. He said, you know, that's why you didn't win, because most Americans call those parks.
Yeah, but he had a really great line, really put the whole 47% video to bed with his "I said it, but I don't believe it" exclamation.
Oh, that's the kind of person you want.
Yeah. All right.
So, now that we have all this time and all this power, Jay, how are we going to utilize it?
Oh, for good. We're going to do good with it.
I know.
Good. We're good, decent, wonderful people. Premium show. We're gonna bring a whole new unique sound to BTR.
Yeah.
Something different. Something never been tried before.
Of course we are.
That's what every new show on cable TV. Something completely different. Something you've never seen before. A little mix of news and entertainment and comedy. Really.
Yeah, we're like the next new reality show.
Yeah, or the next cutting edge, hip cable show that just shows YouTube videos and makes fun of them for an hour.
Yeah, or we could be the next CSI 21, live from Mankato, Minnesota.
But we got a lot of benefits being to the premium show. First one is that we can go 2 full hours.
Yep.
And then if 30 minutes of us is good, then 2 hours must be. Well, a little too much probably, but.
Jeez, it'll be outrageously welcomed.
Yeah. We're a breath of fresh air on the BTR airways. And we can do unlimited audio files, and we will do unlimited audio files.
Yes, we will. In fact, right now, we could not talk and just fill up an hour.
And we can do all our, bring back the correspondent pieces,
remotes. Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, you got a little big head there when you found out we were going premium and you kind of fired a couple people.
I did. Well, I tell you what, you know, you're going to move to the big time. You need big time people with you.
Yeah.
And Dick Burns and Marty Martstein just weren't getting it done.
Well, that's kind of hurt.
I had to let him go. I did keep Joshua, our gay entertainment reporter, because, well, you know how litigious those people are.
Oh, my.
So, you know.
It's not that I'm terrible. He fired me because I'm gay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was going to fire our Dutch correspondent with the British accent, guy on your dick, but I can't find him.
Well, I tell you what. He's lying face down in an Amsterdam gutter with Logan Knight.
Yeah, well, probably so. That's and that's an appropriate ending to his life. And hers.
They're made for each other.
Uh-huh.
So.
We are going to keep Kim Fragile.
Of course.
Yeah. So.
the Kimster. We got to keep her around.
Yeah. Slider Ballscock.
Yeah. Slider Ballscock on sports. But you know, we could do interviews.
Yeah.
And with people, if they can't be there live, we can interview them, record it, edit it, upload it, and we could just push play and sit back and sip on a beer and let the interview go. Well, we could do the whole damn show that way.
We could.
We can download the show, edit the show, and then re-upload it and replace the show. But we don't want to do that because we like the, you know.
We like the raw.
Right,
raw
liveness
of it, yeah.
Unless we just come off looking really bad at some point. We might want to work on that part.
No, that's only happened once.
A handful of times.
Well, come on. Oh, I'll tell you what. I just thought, thinking of, we need a weather report. Guess who retweeted my snow picture? My snowfall picture, J-Man.
Who?
Bill Cairns, the meteorologist for Morning Joe.
Well, all right then.
I know. Uh-huh.
All right. You know what? Would it be great to have audio with your picture on Twitter? Because he would have done this. I love the long pause. I love that, and then that long pause before the last. you think it's over. And then they hit you with that.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is going to be terrible.
Well, there's something else now that we're premium.
Yes, what's that?
We weren't able to do this Monday night when we were the special guests of honor on Debbie Daly's show because we weren't yet premium. But now that we're premium, when we're guests on other shows and we're hanging out in the green room, the green room. Only Captain Kirk would go there. When we're hanging out in the green room, we can demand no green Smarties.
That's right.
In our candy bowl.
Which reminds me of another person we need to have back on the show, and that would be Hot Mess Miss.
Oh, hell yeah, we need her.
Who was a problem when we had her on because she was mad that there were no bagels in the green room.
Only muffins.
She was a little difficult to work with.
Yeah, a little bit. And, we can get a lot more good information about our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And we can use that to tailor advertise. Not really, I'm kidding. We're not going to go to that kind of effort.
Well, we could advertise. We could get a wine importer to, help us out, maybe.
Maybe.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not, too.
And folks, how this all went down, how we became, and hi to Jesse Ferg, who just walked sashayed into the chat room.
I bet he more stormed into the chat room.
Stormed, angry, questioning.
Kicked the door in.
No, we were looking for a sponsor, and turns out this man who wants to remain anonymous wanted to invest. He doesn't like to invest in companies. He likes to invest in people.
That's right.
And Jay and I are people.
we had that spirit that he likes.
That's right. So he shelled out the money for us, and his name's Richard B. is his last initial. So I was thinking, Jay, we could say, this is I'm With Stupid, sponsored by Big Dick.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that works great.
See?
We're a fan of Dick. Dick's a fan of us.
Exactly. We love Big Dick.
Yeah. We're all about the Big Dick.
We are. And we're going to ride the Big Dick to fame and glory.
Our hot, throbbing show brought to you by the Big Dick.
Yep. You know what's funny, Jay?
Not the show.
No, it's not bad. But it's funny. The minutes pass more slowly.
They do. Premium minutes are a little longer than free minutes, aren't they?
I didn't know that was that was one of the benefits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, premium minutes are much longer. But you know what we could do right now? It would be a
what?
Great thing to do. We could open the Big Dick phone lines.
At 661-244-9852.
Come on, folks. Jump on top of the Big Dick phone lines.
And tell us what you would like to see
stroke,
or hear.
Stroke the Big Dick phone lines.
Okay. Focus. Focus. You know, we were in negotiations with another sponsor, weren't we, Jay?
Mm, we were. The,
oh, boy.
Those kind of broke down.
Yeah. We even had a written agreement. This
well,
was like,
yeah.
Like 7 yeah, weeks ago.
It was a written proposal.
Proposal.
It was kind of a, here's how things will go, kind of. And I guess there was kind of, I guess they, somebody typed it up with one hand and they had their fingers crossed in the other hand or something like that.
Didn't work out. It was MCM Imports out of Cincinnati, run by this British guy who sells Bulgarian wines. Oh, boy. That broke down. And why wouldn't it? Look at all those complications.
Oh, yeah. A lot of cultural differences there.
Yeah. Starting with that, his name's Andy, and he spells it with an I and an E.
That isn't right.
So.
But then along came Big Dick, and
bam! Yeah, along came the Big Dick, and then we became Premium.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that... one thing about the Big Dick sponsorship is...
Yum-o.
Yes.
But, you know, I think from now on...
Yeah.
I would like people to address me as Premium J.
Of course you would.
Yeah, I know that it seems a little pretentious, but you know what?
You've earned it.
If Paul McCartney can be called Sir Paul.
Yeah. Why can't you be called Premium J?
That's right.
You know what it's time for, Jay?
It's a little early.
Well, I can't help it.
Hold on. Can you find the...
I got it.
Okay. Tea break with Schmoop. Hola.
Hola. How are
Schmoop
you, Premium
Day? The Schmoop tube.
Yeah, it is. Still.
Yeah. We got the Big Dick show and the Schmoop tube.
Exactly right. Hopefully not too much longer, because I can't play that anymore. I can't even do it at work.
Yeah.
They're so over the tube.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe you could, you know, You could come in with a fake limp. See if that worked.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, when we build the I'm With Stupid theme park, we will definitely have the Schmoop Tube ride.
Well, I think you should. It has to have a port, you know, where you can put the wine in or whatever. And
right.
Yeah. This is not for children, you know. It's definitely not for children.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a great big giant Schmoop on the water ride.
Oh, my God.
You know, you're like, you'll enter somewhere and then come shooting out the tube.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, there'll be people lined up for that, won't they?
Oh, definitely. I would think so. So how are you today,
except
sir?
You. It'd bring back bad memories for you. So.
Oh, that's okay. It's almost over.
Yeah. You sound good. You sound great.
Oh, I feel pretty good. Didn't have to go to work today.
Yeah. Enjoying the white death out there?
Actually, it's kind of pretty since I, you know, don't have to go out in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here it is, early March already, and we looks like we're going to have a second consecutive snowless winter down here.
I'm really sorry about that. Maybe it'll snow on your birthday. Happy birthday, by the way, a day early.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. But we've had some big, big March snows down here, so it's still possible. We had the big spring break snow of 1980-something, 89, I think. No, 1990.
Yeah, that was at the end. I think it was on my birthday, actually.
Yeah, we got like 20 inches that time.
Oh, wow.
That's
for you guys.
Yeah, that's monster snow. Mm. You know, well, boy, I tell you, when you get into March, there's so much more moisture in the air.
Definitely. Yeah, the trees look pretty. I just am glad I didn't have to go out in it. And obviously, neither did my coworkers because I keep calling and calling and calling and no one's answering.
Either that or they look at the caller ID and go, oh, it's Smoop again.
Oh, my God. Why does she keep calling here? Well, the electricity could be off, too. That's a good possibility.
Always a possibility. Yeah. Or your boss could be looking at that going, hey, Smoop, answer the phone. Smoop is calling.
Actually, no. He's in the hospital right now. So.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yes. So.
Shout out to the Smoop boss.
Yeah, definitely. Hold on, honey. I'm going to put you back to Matt.
Okay.
All right.
And that was another hot edition of
Tea Break with Smoop.
Excellent.
Love it. The Schmoop Tube.
Speaking of your birthday tomorrow, Jay, which Schmoop was.
It is. Yes, it's my birthday.
Are you upset?
No, just another day.
Well, you're turning 45.
The big
45. I mean,
four,
you know how Americans like anniversaries that include a zero or a five at the end.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fives and zeros are the important
fives
ones.
Fives and zeros. None of the others matter.
No.
But I was just telling the folks, I kind of mentioned your birthday on our website today, which they can read at iwsradio.com. So.
No.
What?
iwsradio.blogspot.com.
No, Jay, you're wrong. IWSradio.com because for you, on your birthday, I bought that domain address.
Oh, you
and
did?
Yes, I did, and now people can go to IWSradio.com, and it will take them to our website.
Well, how about that?
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
Bam!
And it's a pretty website, too.
It is.
You did that applause for yourself, didn't you?
No, I did it for you. That was my birthday present to you, and I did it last night. because you're special. And you deserve your own domain name.
I guess so. Well, that's nice. That's very cool.
We're no longer amateurs, Jay, which is kind of scary.
It's, well, you know, anybody who listens to us or reads us knows we're not fucking amateurs.
I know. The thing is, though, I did put it in my name, Jay, but it really is for you. Well, you know, I didn't have your address telephone number on hand.
You know,
so.
You can take it away at any time.
I could, but I won't.
Well, all right. Look at that. It's, you know, it just everything, just like the blog, only it's not Blogspot anymore.
Yeah.
It even has our player over here on the side. Can you hear that?
Yeah. So you've already checked it out, haven't you?
Yeah. So we just got another hit on the crossing the line show
to make sure I wasn't lying.
Yeah. You got the about the authors page.
Yeah.
I talk about my harrowing experience as a member of the Mossad. Our blog row, we've been updating that, haven't we?
We've been.
See, Babe of the Week. When was the last time we updated that? June 17, 2012. Rosie O'Donnell.
You know, the great thing about all this going premium and getting a .com address, we've created more work for ourselves.
Yes, we have. We need a staff.
We do need,
We might need to hire an assistant.
I mean, anyone, if you'd like to apply. And I'll tell you what, Jay, the IWSradio.com thing, it kind of came from Smoop.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
All right. Well, Smoop is a sharp cookie.
And I mean, in reference to your birthday, she wanted to give you something.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. I'm sure it would have been better if it was something other than a .com address, but.
Well, I don't know. That's pretty clever.
That is pretty odd for you.
Yeah.
You're a techie guy. So there you go. Happy birthday, my friend.
Well, thank you.
And I'll make sure I link it on your Facebook page tomorrow.
Oh, hell yes. I've already had people wishing me happy birthday. You know, some people just got to be first.
They got to be first. I know.
I had a good friend of that I've known for years and years, a good friend of Mom's, wished me happy birthday on Monday on Facebook and caused a little confusion. Joe was like, hey, this is early, right? 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 Is this early? Is this early? This is early, right?
And, you mean Joe asked you that?
Yeah.
You should have told her, you can wish me happy birthday anytime.
She can wish me anything she wants.
She could wish me a happy go to hell.
And I'd go, oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Speaking of which,
yes.
Oh, that reminds me.
Oh.
Did you see Miss Taylor Swift's comments yesterday?
I missed them. I saw the headline and then I got distracted.
Not particularly happy with Miss Tina Fey or Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
And she, you know, made that comment about a special place in hell for women who don't support women, which is kind of hilarious coming from somebody who set feminism back 50 years the way Taylor Swift has.
Oh, no kidding.
But I loved Amy Poehler's response. She was all complimentary of Taylor, how sweet Taylor is and how wonderful she is. And then she said, but I am going to hell, but not for that. It's complicated tax reasons. I love Amy Poehler. Tina Fey's all right, I guess.
I like her.
I like her. She's okay. I like Amy Poehler. I don't know. I like Taylor Swift, too.
I don't.
Taylor Swift's hot.
No, she's not.
Oh, long legs.
Ugh.
Long legs. Her music sucks.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. Jeez.
And she's always a victim.
Well, that too. Well, you know, that puts her in the Sarah Palin hot category.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine being married to her? Just even, oh, God, that would be exhausting.
Oh, that would be awful.
What did you mean by that? What did you mean by that? Oh, my God. All I said was it's a nice sunny day. Oh, God.
Hey, we just blew right past the 30-minute mark, and we didn't get cut off or anything.
I know. I was expecting that.
Yeah. You know, in fact, people could still call in on those big dick hotlines.
At 661-244-9852. Come on, call in. If nothing else, wish Jay a happy birthday.
Yeah,
birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah, and, you know, 45, well past the halfway point of my life, I'm sure. Of course, I passed the halfway point of, you know, a useful life about 18 years ago. But
I hit my halfway point at 28.
Well, anyway, there's a cheery note right there. We'll give you a little of these.
Yeah. You know, Jay, Go ahead.
No, I was saying, here's a pretty happy little birthday message.
Okay.
Tempus fugit. Time passes. You blink. Then you're old. Happy birthday.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that's heartwarming right there.
And what's that lady's name? Because I think she's going to be like a local correspondent for us.
Dixie Ozark.
Dixie Ozark.
gonna update us on the news in the greater Redneckville metropolitan area.
Yes.
On a regular basis.
Excellent.
By regular, I mean whenever she feels like it. That's how we do things here. We don't want to put pressure on our staff members.
No.
We want them to feel comfortable here.
Right.
Just as comfortable as they would if they were made for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Exactly. Or Bill O'Reilly.
Or Bill.
Not Bill O'Reilly. Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Oh, go get my Oxycontin. It'll be all right.
Yeah. Or the, whatever his name is, the former head of the World Bank.
Yes.
The French dude. Yeah.
Yeah. And now the French president's name is Frank Hammond. Oh, excuse me, it's François Hollande or something like that. Yeah, you're Frank. Hey, Frank.
Hey,
how
Frankie.
You doing? Frankie.
Yo, Frankie.
Yo, dude. Here, come here. I want you to meet the situation.
Yeah, you just visit Philly. You know. Yo, Frankie, man. Yo, what's up? You want that cheesesteak with or without onion?
Hey, weren't you one of the Four Seasons?
Jeez. I've had a few guests wander in and then back out of the chat.
Yeah, well, these things happen.
A little upsetting.
Yeah, well. But this is just kind of like a, you know, test run, kind of like a prototype.
Oh, here we go. Here's a interesting little news bit for you.
Can't wait.
Breaking news. Should upload the breaking news now. So we have plenty of room for them now.
Mm-hmm. No, you got to save that one. You got to do that one live.
Okay. Roger Ailes on Newt Gingrich.
Yes.
Newt's a prick. He's a sore loser, and if he had won, he would have been a sore winner.
And? I would have to agree with that. Newt is a prick. He's a petulant child who thinks he's always right, and win or lose, he's going to be pissed off.
Yeah. That's not going to spark a lot of controversy right there.
No, everyone's probably going, yeah.
Yep. And if it's Wednesday, the Senate Republicans must be blocking a floor vote on a Obama judicial nominee. And
of
they
course.
Are.
You know, I had something to say, and then you came in with the breaking news, and now I can't remember what it
was.
Oh,
sorry. I'm sorry.
Wait till you become 48, Jay. Oh, yeah. Enjoy these next 3 years, buddy.
Yeah, well, remember, I'm only one character away from needing glasses for my driver's license.
Well, I know.
Oh, excuse me.
Excellent.
Roger Ailes also thinks Obama is lazy and plays too much basketball, and calls Biden dumb as an ashtray.
See, that is not true. And we've discussed this many times.
It's not true. It's a little uncalled for.
Joe Biden just speaks his mind. He's a very mentally nimble man.
Yes, he is.
With a hot wife.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Dr. Biden.
Oh, yeah.
And I call her Dr. Biden because it apparently pisses off so many people for her to go by Dr. Biden. So.
I'd like her to dissertate all over me.
Oh, you know it.
Oh.
Let's see. Arab foreign ministers. Nobody gives a shit about that.
No.
Three classy ways to get drunk on St. Patrick's Day. No. That's not the day to get classy drunk. We're celebrating.
Oh, no, it's not. It's a free
celebrating for all. Ireland. We're celebrating Ireland, which means it has to be unclassy all the way.
Exactly. It's your free pass day. Hey, I just threw up on the bartender. That's okay. It's St. Patrick's Day.
And here is some shocking breaking news. As we already know, NBC is looking to move Jay Leno out.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And replace him with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, that's a shame, too.
Yeah, I like Jimmy Fallon. He's all right.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right. He's a little different, a little odd.
He has his moments.
Yeah, but it's okay. The kids like him.
Yeah, well.
He brings in the younger audience.
That's right.
That they're looking for. And that's why they need to move Leno out, because Jimmy Kimmel moved to that same time slot and has put a hurting on Leno in the kid category, you know, 18
and,
to 44.
And in the funny category.
Well, yeah, that too.
God.
Anyway, the word on the street is that one of the people NBC would like to replace Jimmy Fallon with in that time slot is Howard Stern.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God.
You've got to be kidding me. People at the FCC are like, no.
Well, actually, I can see it from a financial standpoint, because Stern could record one show and they could just play it over and over, just like his radio show. It's the same thing every damn day.
That's true.
Ugh.
But I don't listen to his radio show.
You know, they could hire us.
That's the obvious move to make.
But they don't want anything so cutting edge.
No, we're a little too modern for them. Yeah. We're too premium for them.
Yeah, we are.
And let's see. Chrissy Teigen is just tweeting up a storm today. That's hot.
I'll tell you what, she's actually kind of funny.
That's what I was telling people. That her Twitter feed is just... delightfully odd and weird and random.
She's hot. She's what does she do, though? Is she a model?
Oh, yeah, she's a model, all right.
But she's actually funny. You don't find that too often.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that since Christy Turlington.
Yeah. Oh. She's a beautiful, sweet, funny, Taiwegian model.
Oh! Speaking of which... I meant to tell you, Sunday, almost before close at the beer mine, guess what came through the drive-thru, J-Man?
A Taiwegian model?
An Asian Tina.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I thought of you, and I laughed.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
well,
she smiled, after... not knowing what I was laughing about.
And did you give her my number? No.
No.
Oh, no, you know, after, well, you did all that after the shock of seeing an Asian Tina in Ohio wore off.
I know. I mean, how weird is that?
Yeah.
What's the odds?
Yeah, and as Jesse Ferg points out, Roger Ailes also called Newt a duty head.
Oh, God.
Hey, let's check in. How's Ariel Sharon doing today?
I don't know. I can't find.
That's a long 9 seconds.
Well, it's been a long, what, 8 years now? 7 years? Oh,
yeah.
I did hear a report. It was like a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. They've seen expanded brainwave activity in his head.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
When his, his kids talk to him or something like that? They...
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They ought to call him Ariel Shivo.
Yeah. No, I'm a little disappointed. You know, here it is, our first premium show, and I was hoping maybe we'd get a visit from...
Lemonade, lemonade, come and get your lemonade, 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 for sale. Lemonade, lemonade, come and get your lemonade, 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 for sale.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was too, but I don't know where our friend Missy is. Lately, she's been hit or missy. I don't see her very often. And then when I do, she'll say hi, and I'll say hi back, and she's gone. Yeah, good old Miss. We love the Miss.
Yeah, she posted something on Facebook not too long ago, puppies or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Hamsters.
Hamsters, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Her male hamster gave birth.
Yeah. It's going to be in the New England Journal of Medicine here pretty soon.
Apparently, it's not easy to determine the sex of a hamster.
No.
I know. I remember when my sister had one, she called him Barney till he had babies. It became Bernice.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the Met Wawa? We're going to try that one out.
Okay, let's try that.
By the way, where do you get your hoagies here? Do you get them at Wawa's? Is that what you get them? Well, I went to a place today called Wawa's. You ever been to Wawa's? Anybody been there? Some people don't like... I'm sorry, I know it's a very big state divided, but we went to Wawa's. I was at Wawa's. I wanted to order a sandwich. You press a little... A touch tone keypad, all right? You just touch that, and you know, the sandwich comes in. You touch this, touch this, touch this, go pay the cashier, there's your sandwich. It's amazing.
You touch this, touch this, touch her, touch him.
He's a touchy fellow. It's shocking that he's not the president.
I know, a little all touchy feely.
Oh my God. Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And you earlier we mentioned St. Patrick's Day, and that's when the official kickoff of the IWS premium
right.
show.
Right. Yeah, we're just filling up space. We're just taking up space until then. Vatican to Cardinals, shut up. Well. What? I mean, what were you telling, you know, the St. Louis Cardinals the season ending started? Are you telling them to shut up?
I know. Well, I'll tell you what I found funny. Yesterday I saw that all the Cardinals got together and sent Blitzkrieg Benny a telegram. I thought that was funny in itself.
Dear Pope Benny, stop.
Yeah, exactly. But then they said, we appreciate your... untiring work in the vineyard of Christ. And I'm saying, well, it wasn't untiring. Evidently, he got tired. So don't say it was untiring. That's bullshit.
He got tired enough to retire.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope they elect a black pope, an African pope, because that's 2 hours worth of material for us. Easy. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, put the big pope hat on sideways.
Oh, yeah. And you know, he'd have a big old gold chain with a huge-ass cross around his neck. And then he'd say...
He would rap during Mass in Latin.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, the Pope Mobile would get updated too.
Oh yeah, it'd be tricked out.
Yeah, we'll that'd be a great opportunity to really offend a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we want to do that.
No. Oh.
We're not the offensive type.
That was our live studio audience check.
I heard that.
Yes.
Did she put that little horn in her tube? And that would be awesome to be able to do that. Yeah. See, Jesse Ferg getting into the act here, spinning cross on the Pope Mobile.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd have spinners on the Pope Mobile, the rims there. That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give Jesse one of these. Hi-yo!
Oh, God.
Let's see. What else have we got? Oh.
As God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly.
We got just under 8 minutes left, Matt. You'll have to decide if you want to close the show with a Canadian national anthem or you'll never walk alone.
Oh, my God, this is creepy, Jay. Just getting ready to play it.
Okay.
Let's do that now.
Attention, Jamie.
And there you go, Jamie. And I'll tell you what, Jay, it was announced today. Speaking of Canada.
Glorious and free.
Exactly. Even more so when William Shatner does it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, it was announced today. The fourth largest city in North America is now Toronto, Canada.
Shout out to Toronto.
There you go. That's pretty exciting.
Nice, large, diverse city.
Yeah.
Full of good people.
Mm-hmm.
you're going straight to hell for that one.
What? I didn't know what that one was.
I don't either. I couldn't understand what it said. But it was good, nonetheless.
That was Gomer.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was going to be Shazam.
Oh, God. Now, you and I were speaking of St. Patrick's Day earlier. And that's when we shall be kicking off the official two-hour show.
Right. Plan.
St. Patrick's Day.
Sure thing. That's our plan.
Mm-hmm. Noon to 2 Eastern.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless we break down and just cut the show off and.
Unless we pass out.
Or pass out. It could
unless
be.
Well, I don't know. We have so brilliantly filled an hour today. I don't see how 2 hours could be a problem for us. Obvious.
Not at all.
Obvious time. You know, one of the great things about being premium is you can make shows private. I'm just saying.
Well, this won't be one of them.
Oh, no, huh?
This is very eclectic.
No, this is us and our glory.
And
do not talk. I am at war.
Very good. And Jay. Birthday boy.
Uh-huh.
Where can they go to read our website?
They can go to IWSradio.com.
Hey-o.
Hell yes.
I think you feel you're lacking in the present that I gave you. I thought it was
God.
Good.
I knew this was going to start.
Yeah.
You don't like it.
See?
It's awesome.
See? You don't know what I went through. You could appreciate it a little.
I knew this was about you, though.
Well, yeah.
When people, you know, go to IWSradio.com. Check us out.
Oh, see? Now that was nice. Ooh, you know who would sound good doing that? Dr. Mike.
Oh, yeah. The bad boy.
Social media.
Yeah. And don't forget, you can also go to facebook.com/IWSradio.
Mm-hmm. We lost a fan today.
What?
Yeah. We went from 192 to 191.
That pisses me off.
I know.
Hurtful.
I know.
It's probably Debbie Daly.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, that was a close call. Unfollowed us both on Twitter. But then follows back.
Back, oh yeah, big.
When
team.
We made her feel guilty,
yeah.
When she saw how sensitive we were. All right, well, don't forget to catch us on Saturday night.
Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern time.
We're going to do a full hour Saturday?
Oh, what the hell.
Okay.
We got to build up, you know, we got to.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's like spring training.
It's like getting on the treadmill, right? You start with, you know, 30 minutes, and then you go to an hour. And then,
mm-hmm.
All right. So everybody be sure to catch us there and catch us on Facebook and just catch us wherever you can.
Yeah, we like
and
to be caught.
I guess we'll let's play it out with the late, great Jerry Lewis.
That'd be great. Go ahead.
When you walk through a storm, keep your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart. And you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
Thank you and good night.
We're still here.